in your father-in-law's grocery shop when before you had children, did you?
No. It was after I had the children.
Uh-huh.
And of a rush Friday or Saturday, I'd come over and help. And once the children went to school, I'd go and help him. All. In those days, we weighed out their own sugar and biscuits and all that type of thing. And we'd do that. And I'd just go and help them out when they got very, very busy.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, I had many jobs.
What else did you do?
Oh, I worked at Bonds.
Oh, yeah.
And then I worked at Havilah Children's Home at Normanhurst.
Mm-hmm. What were you doing there?
Just minding the children, like those sort of orphan children.
Yeah.
And I worked there 3 years, I think, and then I had a nervous breakdown, so sort of had to get out of that.
Mm.
And in the meantime, I went to Melbourne for 12 months. That was before I was married. Well, all this is before I was married.
Mm-hmm.
And worked at Foster's Shoe Factory. I did say the Irish welcome to a factory.
So you've done lots of...
I've done lots of
work as well as...
Yes, and I worked at Concord Repatriation Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
A bit of wards made nursing sort of thing, you know.
Oh, you've done
lots
of different things.
Yes. Quite experienced.
And so your husband didn't object to you working when you wanted to?
Oh, in the shop. Mm. As I said, that's the only work I've really done since I've been married. Mama. Yes, I mean, I was helping the family out. So.
Yes.
No.
And after the war, when a lot of European migrants moved out here, did you come in contact with them very much, or did they make much difference
in
to
the
life?
Shop, we had a lot of, I don't know what they call bolts. I think in those days, migrants, they're more the Dutch and that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
They're very hard to try and understand, but you get used to it. Now, I'm one for migrants.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not anti-racist at all. And I get very hurt and very depressed when I hear people downing them.
Mm.
And same with our own Aboriginals. I'm no real church girl, but I think we're all God's children. We all deserve a chance.
Mm-hmm.
And after travelling over the East and seeing the poverty and those poor children, it breaks my heart.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. And I think how rich we are here in what we've got, not money-wise, but what we've got here, and why can't we share it?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, probably the politicians and that don't see it that way. They think of the financial part of it, but I just think that we've got so much here, and at least try and help some others out.
And so you must have been it must have been quite something at the time you were married to marry for an Australian girl to marry a Chinese man too.
Oh yes.
Was your family happy about that?
No, not at all. Not at all, no.
Mm.
Not one of my family came to our wedding. And it took them a few years before they'd even speak to me.
Mm.
Wasn't so much. A couple of my sisters were agreed with me, and they just weren't going. Yeah.
Oh, amazing. What about your husband's family? Were they happy?
Oh, they were happy.
Yes,
they were lovely, lovely people.
Mm.
Yes, they were quite happy. But I think they sort of had their doubts whether it would work out and whether that was what we wanted. Because, as you said to me too, in those days, oh, you were frowned on. Well, now a mixed marriage is just a common thing.
Yeah.
But my parents realised later on that, of course, there was 11 children in my parents' family, that he was one of the best sons-in-laws, and financially we were better off than most of them.
But you were one of 11 children?
Yes. And, you know, things came around and we were quite happy.
Eventually.
Eventually, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, it was after I lost the little girl. That sort of started coming back round. But I'm afraid my husband's parents or not her. His mother sort of never forgave my mother. But they talked and passed the time of day, but that was it. But, you know, you've got to live your own life.
Yeah.
Even when my first eldest children started going to school, they were getting the slant eyes and all this thrown at them, you know. But as I said, these days it's just a common thing and you're just another Australian, I think. That's most of them take you as now.
Yeah.
I think you get the odd one that's still, like, I think in the Maltese and Italian, I don't think they like the mixed marriages a lot.
They tend to marry within their own people, don't they?
Still. But I find them very nice people. If you want to make them nice, like, we've got bad Australians, we've got bad migrants. It just goes with them.
Good and bad in everybody.
In everybody, yes, yes.
And did the migrants who came out here after the war start up market gardens in this area?
Very lot. They were more in the Maltese, like around Parkley area, the suburban places of Blackstone. Mostly market gardeners or poultry farmers.
Right.
But there's still a lot of them around, but I think the town has benefited by the majority and the expanse that it's done to a lot of people, but the little person, there's so many little shops empty now, like they might rent it for 12 months and then they're closed down because they can't afford the rent. So really, like, as a business person, I can't say whether they're profiting, because you go up and you see a lot of these little, as I said, there's lots and lots of Chinese restaurants now. Or mixed, you know, there might be Italian and I think there's a Mexican one too now. You never see anybody in there and you think, how do they keep going? How do they keep going? So whether they've got other restaurants outside that sort of backing them up, I don't know. But you get the restaurants that there's always got people in there.
Yes.
You know.
And was there much industry in the area apart from the market gardens and that sort of thing? You mentioned Bonds. Were they in
Blacktown? They were at Pendle Hill.
Oh, right.
Yes, so they're not actually in Blacktown. There was Whitmon's shirt factory over here, I think, and there was the Burroughs Welcome, and that was the laboratory.
Yeah.
And that was about it that I can recall. We had our own bakery shops. We had two bakehouses that kind of made the bread. They're gone now. But around the area, outskirts.
You have the fire brigade.
Yes, that was fire engine just went past. And we have that just up the corner there, and we've got the medical centre down here. And opposite the medical centre, nearly all those streets now are doctors, surgeries. And medical centre next door here, which was a private home for about 4 years ago. And the hospital at the back of us. And
they get a lot of sirens too.
Oh yes, yes. Lots and lots of sirens. And as I said, the gateway into the hospital now is just past here. And then they come round the back of my place to come out now. There we thought it was all straight down the front. So we've got about probably a 9-way traffic pass coming past here.
And it must have been much more peaceful.
It was beautiful. It was beautiful. You'd hear the birds tweeting and up in the bushes up the back. And now they're building an extra part on the hospital. I think it's something to do with the mentally retarded rehabilitation or something like that. And the soil and the dust that's coming from up there, it is shocking.
Oh, in the name of progress.
Progress, yes, yes, yes. Well, once the hospital came, we didn't have storage when we first came here.
Oh, didn't you?
We had the gas and electricity, of course, and the water. But the hospital came about 4 years after we did. Well, then they put the sewage on for the hospital.
Oh, right.
So they joined us up to their main for the sewage.
When would that have been? In the 60s,
wasn't it? 31 years I've been here, so yes, late 50s.
So you were probably one of the earliest to get the sewerage in Blacktown, were you?
I would have been the first one in this area, other than in the hospital, to get the sewerage. Yes. But remember when we first got it, we still had the outside floor, we still got it, we made it sewerage.
Mm-hmm.
And the children wouldn't use it, they got so used to the old hand. And of course we've got one inside now as well. Mm. But,
what about the animals? Did you keep any animals?
Oh, I always had dogs.
Did you?
A little dog of some description. And as I said, early years, my husband had a horse. And we used to keep it in, which was a spare block there.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, then when it got built on, we had to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
But always had an animal. And nearly every animal I had got pinched.
Really?
So then I had a beautiful collie dog and a little Australian silky. And the Australian silk was 14 years old and she went blind and the legs went on it, so I had to have her destroyed. And my collie had been hit by a car and he had a bad leg, and I had a little nephew here that pulled his tail one day and he bit him. So my husband's dead. I had them both destroyed the one day, and I've never had one since. I love animals. We had a lot of fish, tropical fish too, but they were sort of a bit of nuisance when you wanted to go away. Not that bad, but you'd come home and you'd find there would be two or three dead, you know. So.
And did you get chooks?
Never.
No.
No, never.
There were enough around without you keeping them.
Yes.
Can I ask you, how has your husband's family influenced, has there been a lot of the Chinese culture in influencing your life as well, being married into a Chinese family? I noticed that decoration on the wall.
Well, that did come, actually, that came off, you can't see it properly, there's a big bird at the back there, and another one at the back. That came off, that is a Japanese picture.
Oh, is it?
Yes. But I don't know whether it was just through that or we just liked it. That was painted on a plain piece of white wallpaper. And the chap that painted our home, he was a friend of ours, and he had one of his men, he was a Dutchman actually, and he hand painted that all on there.
Beautifully done.
And it's absolutely beautiful, but, you know, everybody admires it, and it's been up there for 30 years, or so. I just wash it over.
Mm.
I said, it's never, it will never be taken down, or I've never seen another one like it. Usually murals are just a wallpaper, but that was painted on a plain white piece of paper on the wall.
Beautifully done.
Yes, it's lovely. But, you know, we all love our Chinese meals.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And some of the children are real Chinese looking, but others, like my eldest son there, he's got the Chinese features, but he's fair like me.
Right.
And he is the only one that the children are fair, although the two sons of the children are fair. The young one, the little girl, she's 5 months old now, he was real Chinese, as you can see. That was him born, and now he's as fair as fair. And this is the little girl. Well, she's still probably around the same colour. She's only 5 months old now.
Okay. But they're the youngest two.
Yes, he's two and she's 5 months. But my other daughter is the two in the middle there. One's as fair as fair, and the other one's as Chinese as Chinese. And so that's sort of, there's a whole mixture of three children in Tassie, my daughter's children, they're dark, they're more the Chinese, the three of them. But they all love their Chinese meals, because we all do it. I
cook Chinese too,
I always have, yes. They prefer it to English meals here.
Do they?
You know. All the children do, actually. Yeah. They love their rice.
Mm.
And if the wives, the two sons' wives don't cook it, well, they cook it, you know. They just pick it up and they'll say, Mum, would you write out that recipe for so-and-so for me? So I'm always writing out recipes. It's quite easy done. But they love it, and as I said, we've done a lot of travelling over the years, and we just love it. It's a different world.
Yeah.
And as I said to you before, we just got so much here and we don't realise it. You know, when you see the poverty over there.
Well, I think that just about wraps it up. Is there anything else you can think of that you'd like to say about how the changes that have taken place here after the war, how they've changed things for you?
Well, as when the war, as I said, we sort of came here at the finish of it, but being from a big family, I can remember poor Mum making cut downs with clothing. Oh, that was mine, so the younger sister wants a new dress, so it got cut down or cut out, and toys were made out of rags and rag dolls and pigs and things like that. And I don't think the children of today, more so, really realise how lucky they are to what we had when we were in the war days, of what we had as children, you know.
Just that there's some restrictions from the war.
That's right, that's right, yes, yes. And I really don't think either the children have got the knowledge, really, of what we did all past history at school, and history and geography and past history. None of my children seem to go into that at school. Whether they've brought it in with the grandchildren now, I don't know. But, you know, I think it was really, I used to love it. I used to think it was great to be able to learn back of Birkenwills and what all the old history of our own Australia, you know. But,
and did any of your children go on to university or tech or anything after school?
No. They're the two boys. My eldest boy, he went to college, and he was lucky. He went to college till he was 19, and he was lucky he got a job at the Reserve Bank straight away, and he's been working there ever since. And the two girls, my eldest daughter, she went to a bank in town. She worked in ANZ Bank in town until she got married. And my youngest daughter, she did go to college, that's right, she went to Ladies College at Auburn. And she went into dental nursing and stayed there till she got married. And the youngest son, he wasn't a school lover and he wasn't real bright, but all of a sudden the last 3 months he just went way ahead with maths. And he's worked with Harvey Norman, or was Norman Ross to start with, and Harvey Norman, and he's second in charge ever since he's left school. So they've all got good jobs and all quite comfortable and quite happy.
And do they all live in the Blacktown area, or have they moved down?
No, my eldest son's at Springwood. My eldest daughter's in Tasmania. She married a Navy man, and that was his home, Tasmania. So they went over there, and his family's a crayfish fisherman, Tasmanian scallop. So, and he's got a business over there with what they call the slip, is a boat mechanic and welder and all that type of thing. And my youngest daughter, she lives at Penrith, and my son at Marion. So
he's not far away,
you know, within a matter of an hour, except my daughter and take it.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Robin. I hope it helped.
About covered everything.
Yes.
I'm sure it has.
A pleasure.